Blog Talk.
Yeah. It's cranked up.
NBA free agency, people.
Oh, yeah. You know what that sound is? Here we go, Rob.
Your time is up, my time is now. You can't see me, my time is now. It's a franchise where I'm shining now. You can't see me, my time is now.
Time is now. What time is it, Rob? It is Talking Sports with the 12th Man time. Man, woo! Holiday week, NBA draft. We got a lot of things to recap. Free and she is upon us. Man, you are officially Talking Sports 12th Man. I am Andre Peterson, joined by my co-host, Mr. Robert Ford. Rob Ford, how are you doing tonight, sir?
Man, doing great. Looking forward to the show, man. What about you?
Man, I can't complain. Same thing, looking forward to the show as well. So without further ado, let's go ahead and kick it off on this special holiday edition of the show. Let's throw out some numbers, Rob. As always, you want to call in the show like we always do the number. It is 424-243-9519. That's the number to call us personally. We are also available via Twitter and Facebook. You can follow us via Twitter. Go to the number, actually put in 12THMANSports, obviously at Twitter.com. And finally, without further ado, we're also on Facebook, keeping track of everything that's happening in the sports world. If you go to Facebook.com/12thmansports, where you put in Talking Sports for the 12th Man, you will be able to find us as well. Woo! Rob, what a crazy last week, man. Are you ready for this?
Oh, man. It's been an incredible between the World Cup, NBA draft, NBA free agency, a lot going on in the sports world.
Let's talk about it, man. Let's go ahead and kick this off. So we got to talk about some sports topics. And I like how you start this off right off the bat. We are going to talk about the Carmelo World Tour, if you will. And, Rob, my barber asked me, he's like, so where do you think Carmelo's going to end up? You know, so obviously he had a big push in Chicago. You know, he's going to go to the Rockets. He's got the Lakers on the docket, even the Dallas Mavericks in the same state. Where do you think Carmelo's going to actually end up? He's going to actually come back around to Miami? Or what's the word on the street there, Rob?
Well, you know, this one has been very hard to figure out. Obviously, he spent a lot of time with the Bulls on yesterday. He wanted to see how healthy Derrick Rose was. Derrick Rose worked out in front of him on yesterday. So that's going to be interesting. Of course, today the Houston Rockets roll out the red carpet for him. They even had pictures of him in a number 7 jersey, which we're going to get into in a little bit, which is just so happens to be the number that Jeremy Lin wears for the Rockets. So that's very interesting there. Met a couple of hours with the Dallas Mavericks today also. He spent about 6 hours with the Rockets. And tomorrow, of course, he's going to meet with the Lakers. And I'm sure they're going to try to roll out the red carpet as well. And then the New York Knicks are still in the mist here. I think he's saving their meeting with them last. My personal belief is that I've just gut feeling here. This one still has been very hard to figure out, but my gut is he's going to the Bulls. Just got news, breaking news, just as we right before the show just started here tonight. Chicago Bulls has amnestied Carlos Boozer, so that's more salary cap for the Bulls to try to make way for Carmelo Anthony. So I believe within doing that, they must feel strongly like they have a real good shot at getting Carmelo Anthony. So if I had to make a prediction out of these 5 teams here, I'm going to say Carmelo Anthony winds up with the Chicago Bulls to play with Joakim Noah and Derrick Rose.
Wow.
Every team wants a big three now.
Yeah, and I don't know if this is something that you got to blame the Heat about this, but with this being said, Rob, if you think he's going to go to the Bulls, what does that mean for the chances of LeBron? I mean, I know there were some words that they're going to play together. Do you think this kind of like nixes that particular opportunity, Rob?
Well, I think so. I think ultimately LeBron James is going to return to the Miami Heat with Dwayne Wade and Chris Bosh. But look for the Heat to add another player, whether it be a Kyrie, Kyle Lowry, or Paul Gasol. maybe not a super, super star, but another guy that, you know, has somewhat star potential to go with them. And so I look for them, you know, to add a player like that to their roster here. But so I still think in the end, I see LeBron returning to the Miami Heat. Although I think he's analyzing everything.
Yeah, and we'll talk about that too, Rob, because I guess if you're thinking about it, you know, I guess the whole reason, you know, you can kind of go both ways why he opted out of the contract was because, you know, I think he's realized that the Heat, they didn't really have a bench, or they matched up against the Spurs. So, you know, obviously we talked about, you know, Dwayne Wayne taking a pay cut, some different opportunities with Chris Bosh, you know, because, you know, LeBron realizes that, you know, maybe he doesn't want to keep playing that many minutes and they need to have more of a team structure here. So, you know, that being said, there's some moving pieces here. You know, the whole thing about Carmelo, you know, it's going to be an interesting opportunity to see where the bricks fall, Rob. But I don't know if you want to comment anymore if we move on to the next thing about the next Miami Heat player with Mr. Chris Bosh, sir.
Well, yeah, I think, you know, when you look at Chris Bosh here, 5 years, $90 million, I think if you're the Miami Heat, you're trying to get that price down to a lower number. You have to be disappointed with the way he played in the finals. You know, in my opinion, he's not playing like a max-level type of player. And so I think if you're the Miami Heat, you want to get that number a little lower to see if you can get some more players on your roster. And, you know, based on what you saw in the playoffs and in the finals, LeBron James is still probably the only player on that team deserving of a max contract.
Yeah, I agree with you wholeheartedly, and it's interesting, too, Rob, because, you know, like I said, I guess you can't help but wonder about the, you know, the current. It's like, yeah, I'm going to ask for $90 million. I don't think he's going to get it, obviously, but and I'm definitely thinking he's not worth it, you know, so he should not get that. He's not in that league. Maybe, Rob, there's a team out there that may pay it. I don't know who's going to pay that, but at least you got to show up a good body of work, Rob. If you're going to ask for $90 million, man, at least have a dominating performance, you know, in the finals, man. Don't kind of crap the bed like you did, Rob, for sure.
Absolutely. A little bit of a breaking news coming into 12 Man Sports Radio here. Kyle Lowry and the Toronto Raptors have just reached a 4-year, $48 million deal. So we just talked about him as a possibility for the Miami Heat. That's not going to happen. He has just reached an agreement to stay with the Toronto Raptors. Exciting up-and-coming young team with DeMar DeRozan and some players there. Just got Lou Williams from the Hawks. So this is a team you got to think is on the rise in the Eastern Conference. Once again, breaking news. Kyle Lowry, Toronto Raptors, just agreed to a 4-year, $48 million deal.
Good stuff, man. Let's keep moving, as always. Let's talk about, speaking of some moves, Rob, the Nets, the Brooklyn Nets have been all over the news, Rob. We'll talk about Jason Kidd. Man, we're going to talk about some classlessness, too. But Nets, and they started pretty fast getting Lionel Hollins, on the head coaching position. I think, not that I'm going to say anything, but I think this is a huge upgrade over Jason Kidd. I think it's kind of interesting what happened to Larry Drew, because what had happened to him kind of stuck behind the back and became the coach of the Hawks behind Mike Woodson's back. And then what happens, what goes around karma, you know, the Bucks go behind his back and pull in Jason Kidd. But like I said, I think this is a great move. This is an upgrade for the Nets. It may be a downgrade for the Bucks, man, but tell us your thoughts. This is a fantastic move. I think the Nets are in a great position now.
Well, yeah, I think Lionel Hollins, I think the Grizzlies were crazy for letting them go in the first place. I think an outstanding coach who holds his players accountable, great X's and O's guy, great motivation guy. I think if I totally agree with you 100%. I think the Brooklyn Nets got an upgrade here. I think Jason Kidd is still learning how to be a head coach. Now you've gotten yourself a proven head coach. Now the Brooklyn Nets have to see how they can infuse some more youth on their roster. They've traded a lot of draft picks. Paul Pierce is a free agent. I would be shocked if he returns to Brooklyn. I actually think my prediction is he'll wind up with the L.A. Clippers and reunite with Doc Rivers some kind of way. Plus, Paul Pierce is a Los Angeles native. So that's my personal opinion there. But if you look at this Brooklyn Nets roster, they have to figure out a way, how can we get a little bit younger, especially with our bench. You can still get by with Darren Williams, Joe Johnson. Brooke Lopez will be back this coming season, and a Kevin Garnett. But you got to figure out where you're going to get some youth from. And you just lost Sean Livingston, who signed a 3-year, $16 million deal with the Golden State Warriors.
Yeah, you got a lot. You definitely have a lot of moving pieces, Rob, and that's kind of the whole cool thing about free agency. And we'll keep moving, and we'll keep talking about that too. But, you know, good moves. You are excited to see some things. I thought that he was going to stay with Brooklyn, Rob, but we'll keep an eye on Paul Pierce in that situation. I do know that he is an L.A. guy. You know, maybe he doesn't want to, you know, play with the Lakers. The Clippers would be a great opportunity. Like you said, maybe he's going to reunite with Doc Rivers. You know, you do wonder what's going to happen with Kevin Garnett at this time. Like you said, they're getting older, but they're not getting older like the Spurs. They definitely have to add some more youth to that particular roster, Robin. And I know that they traded some draft picks to the Hawks. I know we got some picks from them, too. So we'll keep an eye. I don't know how they can get any type of swag for people to come back to them. So this is going to be a really good coaching job for Lionel Hollins.
Yeah, I believe so, too. They definitely got an opportunity to win right away. You got pieces there to win right away, especially if they can stay healthy. And you got to look
good
at
job.
Andre Blatt, who's the key guy for them coming off the bench. He's also a free agent, too. So you got to figure out what you're going to do with him as well if you're the Nets.
Gotcha. Good job. Let's keep moving, Rob. I definitely want to throw out the numbers once again for people that want to call and get some text, too. Real quick, if you want to call on the show, the number to do so, it is 424-243-9519. Once again, 424-243-9519. Also hit us up via Twitter at 12th Man Sports and all the good jazz. But let's kind of keep moving because we're kind of talking about classless situations, and I know the opportunity where the Bucks got Jason Kidd could be considered pretty classless. I would say that's the case. But another thing, we talked about it earlier, Robin, that whenever the Rockets entertained Carmelo, they decided to post pictures of Carmelo in a number 7 jersey. But don't they have a player that already has a number 7 jersey? I think that's kind of a diss on Jeremy Lin's part. Does that mean that he's not in the plans, or how do you feel through Jeremy Lin about this scenario?
Well, I think it's a little disrespectful, personally. You already got a guy on your roster that's wearing that number. And Carmelo, you're recruiting. Somebody's not even a member of your organization yet. And obviously, I think any organization would trade Jeremy Lin for Carmelo. There's no doubt about that. But still, you got a guy on your roster that's wearing that number, and you have a guy that's not even in your organization yet. I think that's a little classless on the Houston Rockets' part. And I think if you're a free agent and want to sign with the Rockets, I think that should kind of weigh on you a little bit. You know, that could happen to you in a year or two, you know, if they're going to keep doing that to players that of their organization.
Yeah, I clearly agree with you. Totally classless. You know, that's another reason why I'm not a fan of the Rockets, number one, since Dwight Howard went there. But that's a whole other story altogether. But, you know, just not something that you want to see, Rob. You know, not only the fact that, you know, it's a player that's crawling the squad, but also the fact that, like you said, I mean, if you're a free agent, what makes you think they will do this to you? I mean, you know, kind of discard you and think that, you know what, you know, at this time, we're going to move on. So, tough thing. Pretty ironic, too, because, you know, I know that during the time, Jeremy Lin was kind of hitting his ascension whenever Carmelo was kind of out. And actually, the Knicks were playing pretty well. I mean, I know, you know, Jeremy Lin is not the greatest thing to slash spread, but he definitely had a little run where he was kind of white hot for a minute there, Rob.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, he got hot with the New York Knickerbockers. He even started off somewhat well with the Rockets. I think he's a solid role player. He's obviously not a superstar in this league. He can still help some teams. I think ideally you want a Jeremy Lin coming off the bench running your second unit. And he can even play some combo guard for you a little bit where he can play both guard positions. But I think ideally he's the type of guard you want having coming off the bench on your ball club.
Got it. Let's keep moving. We're still in the NBA free agency world and all that fun stuff, and there's been a lot of interesting moves. I know we've been keeping you abreast as far as some top moves here that's been happening right then and there. You know, I'm hearing rumors that that the Cavs are preparing to do a max offer for Gordon Hayward, so let's see how that plays out. And also a little note, Rob, that it looks like C.J. Miles is actually going to the Pacers. He was originally with the Cavaliers. Looks like he's heading over to the Pacers, if you will, too. So we'll keep that on the eye. And it looks like the Patty Mills and the Spurs have agreed to a three-year, $12 million deal. So, wow, Patty Mills has re-signed up too, looks like, Rob.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, Patty Mills, I thought, played very well running that second unit for the Spurs in the finals. Not only did he run the team well, he shot the ball extremely well. And I thought he was a very big contributor for the Spurs in beating the Heat in the finals, as well as, I think, throughout the playoffs in the season. He lost a lot of weight, got in better shape. I think he did an outstanding job running that second unit for the Spurs. I think the Spurs did the right thing as far as re-signing him. I know the Knicks had some interest in stealing him away. Obviously, he felt comfortable enough to stay there. The Gordon Hayward is a solid ball player, but very shocked Cleveland Cavaliers were offering him a max contract. Not sure if he's a max contract type of player. I think he's a very, very solid role player, nice starter to have, but not a max contract player. So I think if you're Cleveland Cavaliers, I think you want to be careful where you're spending your money. And I think, obviously, Gordon Hayward is a restricted free agent, so Utah will still have time to match it. But if I'm Utah, do you want to max him at match it at a max contract? My answer will be no there.
Yeah, I agree with you too. I think that he's a pretty good player. He's not a LeBron James max still type of player, no doubt. But like you said, I'm sure he's not going to walk away from the money and turn that down, Rob. He's not. I'm not going to say no to that. So you can pay me whatever you want. So he'll be laughing if he decides to move forward with that deal. He'll be laughing all the way to the bank. Believe me. So. We'll keep an eye on that situation for sure. I'd like to talk about very exciting moves in the NBA free agency world. One more thing I definitely want to talk about, Rob, great job, is the Pistons, the Bad Boys. We've been watching a couple of their documentaries on ESPN. They are back in the news, and I guess the question is, they made some signings, good or bad, if we kind of take a step back. What do you think about the opportunity of the Pistons with Josh Smith, Greg Monroe, and Andre Drummond? Is that another big three, or is that like a big fat thud? What's your thoughts on that particular scenario?
Well, obviously, you know, the Detroit made this trade last summer thinking that Josh Smith can play the three and Monroe the four and Andre Drummond the five, but the problem is they couldn't create enough spacing for those guys to operate. And Greg Monroe, there are a few reports out there that has privately said that the only way he would want to return to the Pistons is if they trade Josh Smith. And obviously he wants to go elsewhere if Josh Smith is going to remain on the roster. So this is a very interesting situation. Obviously there's three really good ball players, but with them three on the floor together, they can't get enough spacing to run their offense. I think it was very challenging for the Pistons last year.
I don't think anybody's crying for the Pistons right about now. Why do you think you said that, Rob? Is that a situation where they just didn't get along, or what do you think that's the case? He's not a Josh Smith fan, or it's a chemistry thing? Yeah. I'm just kind of curious about your thoughts about it. So I don't know what you've been hearing.
Well, I don't know if there's anything personal with it, but obviously I think it is a chemistry issue. And I think plus both of them, they're, I think both natural position is the four, is the power forward. And obviously they just can't seem to mesh with both of them on the floor trying to share that position.
Let's keep moving. I don't know if you want to. I know we didn't really get a chance here to talk about the. We're kind of recapping the NBA draft too, so keep that in mind. I do want to talk about a couple of things for the NFL. We're going to make a quick switch. Football never ends, I would say. Let's talk about this real quick. In that this is kind of hitting home with you, Rob, in that Jimmy Graham definitely does not come with a winning decision. He is going to be ruled by the NFLPA that he is a tight end. he's gonna lose out on that $12 million franchise thing, probably more or less to the $7 million. Rob, I'm gonna go ahead and go on a limb and say, I'm gonna try to switch up too as well. But no, what do you think about the Sox? This is a good move. Is this gonna does this hurt chemistry with Jimmy Graham, or is it kind of business as usual? You would think.
I don't necessarily think so. I think when this kind of situation started, I think both sides are very understanding. Jimmy Graham was probably a hybrid player, and he's probably the first of this kind of caliber. And obviously there are a few more that's coming up. Jordan Cameron for the Cleveland Browns, I think, is becoming a similar type player from the tight end slash hybrid position. And I think, you know, both Jimmy Graham as well as the Saints organization made it clear from the very beginning that, you know, this will be nothing personal. It's just business. And, you know, obviously I think ultimately they want what's best for Jimmy Graham. I think what's going to happen here over the next couple of weeks, you're going to see the Saints and Jimmy Graham, of course, put this behind them. And you're going to see them reach a deal somewhere around $10 million a year, which will actually wind up putting him as the highest-paid tight end in NFL history and put him right there, right at about the top five wide receivers in the NFL right now. So I think ultimately that's where it's going to end up. And so he'll be right there in the mix where he wanted to be.
That's a Rob Ford commentator, America, because Rob Ford thinks that. But deep down, we know that Jimmy Graham is pissed off. And he's, like, upset about the whole scenario, too. So, you know, that's just what I'm thinking, you know. So, you know, there you go.
Yeah, that's from a hater's comment.
I just like to stir up some controversy. That's what I do. Here we go. But I just to let you know, Rob, I do think that the NFL thought about this because if this was a successful arbitration, this means that it would kind of have to change how the league would view that, Rob. So now you'd get people that are maybe saying, well, I'm kind of a hybrid too, so they'd have to kind of change the structure, maybe franchise tagging here. So I think this is probably something the NFL wanted to kind of keep as is. Like, you know, your designation is a tight end, you're slotted right here, you know, hybrid, whatever, but, you know, let's just keep it kind of black and white as far as the scenario. That's kind of what my thought process is.
And I think ultimately what it came down to, even though Jimmy Graham lined up 60-70% in like a slot position, he still was covered by linebackers and safeties. Whereas if you're a wide receiver, you're not going to be covered by a linebacker or a safety. And
right.
So I think that's ultimately what it came down to. And say, hey, yeah, you may line up in a slot from time to time, but you're almost exclusively covered by safeties and linebackers. I think the only team in the league that may have put corners on them this year was probably the Seattle Seahawks.
Good point. And, yeah, I mean, he's been a matchup nightmare for a long time, too. So we'll keep an eye on that scenario for sure. We got about 6.5 minutes left in the show. Let's keep moving, Rob. Let's talk about a kind of a tragic situation. You know, we get injuries a lot during the preseason or training camp, et cetera, all that, guys. But the Bills are losing an outstanding linebacker who had a great year as a rookie, in that Kiko Alonso is going to be out for the season. How does this affect the Bills, Rob, in your vantage point, and will they be able to move on despite this tragic news?
Well, this is the disappointing side of football. You hate to see guys, you hate to see teams lose players, you hate to see players get hurt. Obviously, it's a very collision sport, and the Buffalo Bills are going to lose a very key piece of their defense, let the team in tackles. Believe it or not, let the team in interceptions last year, too. No, I'm sorry, that was Jarris Byrd, but he had 4 interceptions, the second most on the team, and that's pretty good coming back from the linebacker position. So, obviously, I think this is a key piece. I think when you look at his Buffalo roster, I think they got a lot of good talent on defense. But still, this is going to hurt this team quite a bit.
Yeah, I agree. Sometimes whenever you have a really great defense, your offense does just enough, Rob, to squeak by. But teams keep figuring out a way to get better. You know, so I think they're going to have to try a couple of trick plays or whatnot. But I got to say, if everything, if this card's point to Johnny Manziel starting and all that fun stuff's going to be interesting. But I'm talking about two things here with I'm looking at the Alonzo thing too. But we'll see how everything plays out with the Bills. A lot of these rookies are coming in. They're working hard in training camp, and you don't hope that nobody gets hurt and all that fun stuff too. So we'll see how that plays out, Rob. And I know that the Bills are going to be missing this key piece for coming to the next season, Rob.
Absolutely.
I didn't mean to go on a little tangent there. I was thinking of five different things there. Let's keep moving here. We got about 4 minutes, Rob, and I don't know if we have enough. We may want to end this a little early. We may not have to go too much into the OT portion, but I do want to ask about your thoughts about the NBA draft, kind of a recap here. Is there anything that surprised you or anything that you thought was pretty interesting or anyone that you thought had a good draft real quick as we get ready to wrap up? So it's about 4 minutes or so left right now.
Well, I think, you know, when you look at the draft from last week, I think there were a couple of things here that stood out to me. I thought the first really big surprise of the draft was when Orlando took Aaron Gordon at number 4. And it's not that I don't think Aaron Gordon is worthy at the slot. I think as far as big men is concerned, outside of Joe Embiid, I think he's probably the next best athlete, a guy that can run the floor like a deer, block shots, rebounds. It's just that a lot of teams didn't have him this high, but I was actually a big fan of him in his draft, and, you know, I kind of like where he got picked. And then I also like what Orlando did with getting Elfrid Payton, the combo guard from Louisiana Lafayette, tremendous athlete. He's got long arms, can handle the ball, tremendous defender. He's got to improve his outside shot. So when you look at the Orlando Magic, I think getting those two players, I think, really improved their roster for the long term to pair with Victor Oladipo. So I really like with the Magic as a team that really stood out for me in the draft.
Yeah, anything else you're thinking of? Because I was watching the draft, and I know there's a lot of trades that actually happened too. So anything that you thought was pretty interesting as far as trade-wise? Or, I mean, I know it's been we're trying to get caught up here, but a very interesting move that actually happened, you know. And there's some teams that are – it's going to be an interesting year, I would say, to say the least.
Well, yeah, obviously, you know, Miami getting Shabazz Napier, trying to appease LeBron James, who James is a big fan of him. You know, they moved up two spots to get him. So it's going to be interesting, you know, how well he plays as a pro. But obviously, Miami was high on him, so that should be interesting to see how well he does. And, you know, you have the Bulls trading two draft picks to get Doug McDermott. Tom
yep.
Thibodeau feels like he needs another good shooter on the roster. I don't know if he fits the Bulls' philosophy as far as playing defense, but he's definitely going to be a tremendous shooter. I actually thought it was a surprise that Thibodeau traded for him.
Yeah, interesting as well. You timed that perfectly. We got about a minute and a half, Rob. I'm going to go ahead and end the show and get ready to set up the show for next week and all that good jazz.
Yeah, ladies and gentlemen, we ended a little early tonight. No overtime, no OT tonight. But anyway, we would like for you all to join us on next Tuesday night. We get back to our regularly scheduled night, 11 p.m. Eastern, 10 p.m. Central, 8 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. for our good friends in Hawaii. I'm sure we'll have lots of updates on NBA free agency. And we're getting closer and closer to NFL training camp, people. So it's an exciting time. So we'll have a lot to talk about on next week.
Yeah, as Rob mentioned, we have a lot to dive into. I know we'll dive into some NFL. Also, we'll probably get some more clarification with free agency in the NBA. So it is going to be a great time. So don't forget to tune in to the show. Once again, if you want to follow us on Twitter, it's number 12, THMAN Sports. And also, if you want to follow us via Facebook, don't forget to do it at facebook.com/ Talking Sports with 12 Men, or put Talk or 12 Men Sports. Either or, you can put us in there, and you'll definitely get a chance to find us. You have anything else, Rob? We've got about 30 seconds left in the show. Do you got anything else to say?
Good night, people. Don't forget to join us on next Tuesday night. You don't want to miss it.
Have fun with that, and we hope everyone, Rob, you included, have a very safe and a happy 4th on the roads and all that fun stuff. That's what we want to make sure that everyone has a great company day. Good night, people.
Bar-B-Q.
Love it. Have a good one, peeps.
Good night.